pre-idea of the museum in 1979 and 80. And then I left the museum in 80 after a clash with Brazil, which is that the issue, Wiesel saw me as an agent of de-Judaization of the Holocaust, because I told him in the way in which a young man tells one's elders that is without political protection and without a little bit more blunt than one would do it in whatever age. I said to him, nobody's going to tell you how important non Jews in the museum are, but you must be important non Jews in the museum. So when Wiesel left the chairmanship of the United States Holocaust Memorial Council 7 years later, I came back to the museum as an agent of Judaization and protecting Jewish memory. And in part, my position had never changed, it's just that everything else had moved. And then got the opportunity of my life, which was to shape the museum. And in certain respects, you can see my bet being something for which my entire life had trained me, because I didn't learn the story in a language that an American society could grasp. And I became a translator into American idiom and into a visual idiom of what had been bequeathed to me in silence and unspoken. And then what I did afterwards, after the museum, was to give voice to precisely what was in silence, which is the story that these people had within them, but could not tell at that stage of the game.